Hi, my name is Rob Kiraly, and I'm a business and life coach with almost 30 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. In this audio presentation, we're looking at the six core needs, first presented as a concept by Tony Robbins. The six core needs model is now well accepted, and they represent cornerstones, the foundations, the invisible driving forces that determine why you do what you do, how you spend your spare time, why you are attracted to the career you have. They explain why you have the relationships you have and the quality of those relationships in our lives. Everyone is motivated to satisfy their six core needs, although their priority may be different for different people at various stages in their lives. This is relevant both in business context and in your personal life. The emphasis on any of these needs will be different depending on the context, but for you to be fulfilled in any area of your life, all six needs have to be met in some way. In this audio, we'll be going through these six core needs, and in the end, I will have you ask yourself a few key questions, as these will explain a lot about where you find yourself in respect to satisfying your own six core needs. Before we look at the six core needs, it's important to note that one of the principles of the core needs concept of human need psychology is that they can each be met in either a resourceful or an unresourceful way by each of us, and that's an individual's choice. They can be met with responsibility in a sustainable, high-quality way, or they can be met irresponsibly with a victimhood mentality, which is not sustainable, of low quality, and unresourcefully. So as we go through these needs, think about both resourceful and unresourceful ways you could satisfy these needs. So let's go through the six core needs. They can be classified into two broad categories. The first four needs are needs of the personality, and the last two are needs of the spirit. The first core need is the need for certainty, also known as our need for safety and comfort. We have a need to feel secure and content, and a lot of our actions and activities are directed towards this need. This need is all about our need for structure, having clear directions and knowing what's coming next. In business, having a clear career path and a stable income stream, for example, would be satisfying our need for certainty. Second need, which may appear as a paradox, is the need for variety and adventure, or the need for uncertainty. On the surface, these needs appear as opposites. However, they really are complementary to each other. For example, if you're feeling bored, that pretty much is feedback that your environment is saturated in certainty and predictability. The antidote, of course, is uncertainty, adding some variety. So there is a balance required where both needs are met resourcefully. Third core need is our need for significance. Significance is our feeling of importance, of being recognised, our feeling of being validated, our perception of being important in the world. That's an important realisation to have when you are with someone. Everyone is driven to some extent by significance. Everyone wants to feel validated, even if it's simply complimenting someone by acknowledging what they're saying. If you can fulfill the need for significance in a positive, empowering, sustainable, resourceful way in your personal or business relationships, then those people are going to want to come back for more. A lot of people are starved of significance, and some may unresourcefully do something crazy to get attention. An extreme example would be a suicide attempt to get attention from those who love and care for them. The fourth core need is our need for love and connection. In the absence of love, most people will settle for some form of connection. So resourceful connection is all about sharing, supporting, connecting through nature, through religion, and through relationships in general. Team activities like general sports, cycling teams, and other clubs or groups all represent ways of resourcefully meeting our need for connection. unresourceful ways of meeting our need for connection, including feeling of being needy, self-harm, immersing in unhealthy relationships. It's more about the drama and the problem than the relationships and the people. So they are our four core needs of the personality: the need for certainty, the need for variety, the need for significance, and finally the need for love and connection. As I said, the fifth and the sixth core needs are needs related to the spirit. They are respectively the need for contribution and the need for growth. Through personal development and learning, we fulfill the need for growth in our lives. This core need is what compels us to mature and evolve as human beings. We need to constantly develop emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. There is a universal law about growth. Everything is either growing or dying. There is no middle ground. Anything you want to remain in your life, be it your wealth, your health, your relationships, your happiness, or your success, must be cultivated, developed, expanded. Otherwise, it'll degenerate. As such, in order to keep what you have, you have to keep growing it. Finally, we all share the need for contribution, which is manifested in our desire to serve those around us and to give rather than to simply receive. Contribution is about sharing what we have with others. You observe this with many millionaires who start charity foundations, for example. Through contribution of our energy, time, attention, focus, money, etc., to our partner, our family, the people we work with, and the society as a whole, we extend who we are. Okay, so we've covered the four core needs of personality: certainty, variety, significance, and love and connection, and the two core needs of the spirit: growth and contribution. Now, finally, to use this knowledge practically, ask yourself the following questions. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much of each of the six core needs is fulfilled for you in any given context, whether it's business, family, or your relationship? Are all your core needs met at a level of 7 or higher, or do you have to go somewhere else to have your needs met? If your needs are fulfilled at 7 or higher on a scale of 0 to 10, you are motivated and passionate about what you do. If you find you are at 6 or lower in any of your needs, identify and take steps to allow you to feel more fulfilled in a resourceful manner in that aspect. Ask yourself, in a given context, what do you need to do in order to feel more of that specific need that is lacking? So I hope you've learned something new from this audio and that has helped you clarify how appreciating the six core needs model can influence how and with who you spend your time and gain the most satisfaction, whether it's for your personal or business life. Please share it with family and friends so they too can gain from this information. And you can find more similar resources on my website, grapes2grange.com.au. Thank you for listening.